we just...
It's recording. I think we're good to go.
Okay, so we'll call the meeting to order at 1:03 p.m. Is it 3 or 3?
3, yeah.
For the record, Director Merbagian is present. Full charge bookkeeper Trish Wilkinson is present. General Manager Kirk Cloyd and Director Freeman are absent. So the agenda is approved as written. Let's see if that's on. Nope. And we will discuss and review the monthly financials. Okay, so where this is as of October 30th, right?
Yes.
And so we are through our first quarter and 1 month into our second. So we're roughly a third of the way through the fiscal year.
Yes, and as you requested, I did reach out to our GS about the transfers in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And she had two responses. I emailed these to Kirk. I don't know if he forwarded them to you, or otherwise I printed them up. So she has two alternatives to where we could either at the beginning of the budget year,
mm-hmm.
if we think we're going to need to transfer in $600,000, put $600,000 in as a budget item for transfer in and out.
Okay, and that would offset the transfer and then not affect the revenue.
I feel like that would still leave us off balance if we didn't transfer in that much. It's going to look like we're under. Her other choice was, as you transfer things in, change that line item because the board's approving the transfers.
Mm-hmm.
I transfer in $200,000 in October, change...
Right, so you just make it an expense item.
And just it's always balanced to zero.
Okay. So
here's the email.
Do you prefer?
I would like to keep it at a zero. If I transfer in $150,000, I'd like to change that line item to $150,000. The next month I transfer in another $50,000, I'd like to change it to $200,000.
Okay, so you want a monthly line item?
Just to zero
okay.
it out.
To zero it out. Okay, so what I'll have to do is bring this, I'll have to talk to Kirk about this.
Okay.
And then I'm not sure it requires a board budget adjustment because we were doing part of it anyway. We were doing the transfer in.
Right, as projects came up.
As projects came up.
Correct.
So I'll talk to him about that.
Okay.
And we'll get it on the, if we need to do it, we'll do it on December. Otherwise, after I talk to him, you can just start doing that.
Okay.
And then we'll know that. So
all right.
That's good. That's really good. So then the revenue will be much more of an actual percentage.
Yes.
So where we are on, let's look at sewer. So overall, we're about 17% expenses over. No, wait a minute. Total expenditures are at 44%, and total revenues almost at 52%.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually favorable.
Yes.
On sewer.
Correct.
And is there anything that jumps out at you there that... Because if you look at the, except for the capital projects and equipment, we're at 99% of budget.
That's because, well, 99% is that line item capital. That's not a total.
Oh, right. Well, it's we've already spent 99% of that line item. And that's 320, right?
Right. That was for the truck, I think.
Yes.
So,
was for the back truck.
You know,
yeah.
201,000 transferred in 200,160. So that's why that's just off by a small percentage.
Okay. What's expenditures? What's office? Oh,
these
it's
are
administration
by,
office?
Yeah.
It's the next, okay.
It's so non-departmentals are 500, admin is the 510, office we don't use anymore,
mm-hmm.
and then field is the 530, and directors is the 540.
Okay. And if we look at all the percentages of where we are to budget, where, you know, we should be at about 38-40, and so we're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty good with the exception of the capital.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Revenue is pretty good. Now, is there transfers in that revenue?
Well, yes.
Okay. Do you know how much?
Well, I don't have a total off the top of my head, but we did nothing new from the previous month. There was no transfers in or out in October. And
we'll
you'll see
that. Okay.
You'll see that on the pooled cash sheet as well.
So this is actual revenue?
Yes.
This is actual. Okay. That's pretty good. Okay. I mean, do you want to dig into sewer or 120, or do you have any, I mean, to me, overall, it's looking pretty good. Sales of reclaimed water is better than expected.
Yeah. But you know, now we're coming into our winter month, so.
Yeah, right.
Well, except we haven't had rain, so it might look better than expected.
Any areas and expenditures that you're concerned about?
No, well, just from my experience, as far as, let's go back a page. When it came to, I think the insurance and things, you know, because we kind of have to guesstimate. And it kind of bothers me that right off the bat, I got that wrong.
The workers' comp?
No, the 5074 and possibly the workers' comp, yeah. So that kind of skews it a little bit.
Well, aren't those timing?
Yeah.
When they're due?
It well, yeah, and I don't know what it's going to cost us because it changes.
Oh, so it's actually 19% more than we thought.
It's annual. You know, we budgeted 27 and it ended up costing us 35,000. So next budget year, maybe bump it up to 40,000. Just things like that I'm learning as I go.
So actually, we're almost 30% increase in insurance that we did not budget for.
Right. But it's annual, so hopefully we won't see any more of that. That's it for the year.
Oh, for the year?
Yes. We pay that annually.
On workers' comp, we are almost 20% over what we budgeted.
Can you show me? Can you tell me the number for that? I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It.
It's 5024.
Current budget 22. Oh yes, I see it. Yep, you're right. It's another one, and it's annual, so we won't be seeing any more of that.
Oh, for God's sakes!
The lights, I know. Maybe I can just.
Maybe I should just use a flashlight. So those are two things that we had that we didn't expect.
I think that's currently on. Well, we expected. I just didn't expect them to be as high as they were. So that's a learning curve for me. And what I do is I keep a spreadsheet. So when next year budget comes around, it's just right there. It jumps out at me like we need to just put more money in there, period.
Okay, so 5155 is maintenance, building, and grounds. And we're like, we're almost twice what we should be.
What is that? Well, that is weed eating and just extra things.
Okay.
Armed Force pest control.
Seasonal?
Yeah. Well, Armed Force comes monthly. It depends, you know, if we have more mice than expected, they come out, extra trip.
Yeah, but weed whacking.
Oh, weed whacking? That's hitting us this month. I saw a bunch of invoices for that.
Okay. Tertiary pond maintenance is at 100% of budget. Is it going to be anything else in the fiscal year?
No, because that was actually one of our capital projects that was transferred in at $35,000. That we're going to have to start budgeting annually for, because that's something we have to maintain annually. So that's an actual new account to keep track of that, so it doesn't get lost, hidden down in repair and replace or some silly places we have to pull it out of. So that's a new account created this year.
Other professional services, audit services, that'll be hitting us pretty soon. So legal, let's see where we are. Okay, how come legal is so low here when we have lots more?
What number are you on? I'm sorry.
On 5121.
5121. Legal. What do you mean is so low?
I mean, in October alone, we had almost $4,000 in legal expenses.
It probably didn't hit till November. So we were always a month behind. We probably just recently paid that.
Yeah, we did, but we incurred it in October. Well, it's a cruise in October.
No, when we get an invoice, we pay it that month.
Okay.
It's only come June 30th that we backtrack like that.
Okay, all right.
So that we'll see that in November's financials.
Okay, because that's going to go way up. Okay. All right.
I hope I got this tape recording going all right. It says we're into it 9 minutes, so I think I got it. I think it's working.
Why are salary and wages and employee benefits zeroed out?
Because that account up there is 500.
Yeah.
And we do departments. So you'll see 510 for admin and office,
530
and 540.
Okay. All right.
I could probably just omit those in the future, not to show up, but.
Operating reserves are at zero.
We don't ever use that account.
Okay. Well, you know, maybe we should, like, reflect what's in life there. because those are operating reserves.
Yeah, then it gets messy though, because, you know, this is operating. For me, it gets
messy.
But
all things come from operating, essentially.
Correct.
All money comes
from. But this is an expense account.
Okay. All right. Oh, I see. Okay. Salaries and wages. We're doing pretty good there. Yeah, that all looks pretty good. And I just look at
bottom line
percentages.
Yeah.
Yeah. If, are you relatively within where you should be at this part of the fiscal year? Seems like Kirk's got on a lot of educational stuff. Still within budget, so. I thought we just looked at this.
Just give me a heads up, I won't page you.
Salaries and wages.
Well, see, it's by department, so you have 510.
Oh, and then you have, so you have admin, and then you have field.
Field, and then you have directors.
Oh, okay. And this one, so 5010 is admin?
5010 is the account. It's the same for all departments. That middle number, the 5-30.
Yeah.
That's field.
Oh, and 5-10 is admin?
Yes.
And 5-20 is directors?
40 is directors.
Who's 20?
We don't have a 20.
Oh. Okay.
Well, we do.
Oh, I see.
But
so this is
it's
field.
Never anything. It's called office, which we don't use anymore.
Okay. Feels pretty good.
And the only reason I print those is in case something accidentally gets posted to those accounts. That's my fear.
Okay.
So I know they should always be zero.
Okay. Yeah, directors look pretty good. So we haven't used any of our education money, but that isn't really much. But,
oh, then you have training below as well.
I asked him about the conflict of interest seminar. Okay. Penny was going to send me a link to do my sexual harassment training, but I didn't get it. Okay, so now we're looking at 570.
Okay, so those are the special projects. These are all new accounts depending on the project. So you see the vac truck, the first one?
Mm-hmm.
That's that 201 that you see broken out on that very first page for capital projects and equipment. So the first page is the summary of all these departments to follow.
Okay, so 201,000.
The
vac truck came out of sewer CIP, sewer.
Well, it came out of, this is sewer, so yes.
It was 60%, and then what's the balance of sewer CIP now?
And also 712, we pulled it out of two different accounts. 712, we pulled
yeah,
it out of.
Yeah, that's bond revolving.
Yeah.
Wastewater CIP, the balance is $85,000. Right?
Well, I don't see it. Oh, yes, I do, right here. Yes, but notice how the money market needs to have money pulled in there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that those parentheses means it's a negative.
Right. So we cleaned out the money market?
Yep.
Okay. So the balance in wastewater CIP is almost $86,000 for the rest of this fiscal year.
Until we do our quarterly transfers that haven't happened yet.
Okay. So is that 8%? Is that $12,000 per fund that you contribute each month?
Yeah.
Per fund. So $12,000 goes to water and $12,000 goes to sewer.
Well, there's a fund 320 and a 325 for water,
right.
And there's a fund 313 and a 314 for sewer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 3% for each fund. So it's about $3,700 a month.
3%? I thought we were doing 8.
8 is for the 320.
Okay. Oh, the percentages are different for the funds. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, there's no great shakes on sewer, except the vac truck took. So there's an $85,000 balance and an $86,000 balance in that fund.
Yep, and that's all on your pooled cash report as well.
Right. Okay. Sewer's pretty good. 314 and 314 used to have tons of money in them.
Yeah, well, we had tons of disasters and
flooding. And so is that where the 181,000 that was our expense in the last flooding event came from?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I can print those out in details because we had to kind of toggle between both of those. And I'm sure Kirk told you we are getting a single audit this year for the FEMA. So, lucky me, I have, get two audits.
I don't think he may have mentioned that. Yeah. I don't recall.
We're going to, anything over 750,000, the district receives in a fiscal year, we have a single audit. So Norm's aware of it, and we'll be working on it.
And will we need more funding for audit services?
Perhaps. I feel like we already signed something. I'll have to look.
No, you're right.
Like 3,500 or...
He did tell me there would be a separate contract for single audit services.
Yep.
But this money we have for audit is only for the regular audit.
Right.
So we are going to have that bill.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm going to change.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm sure FEMA will make us pay for that. So, so on the water.
Okay, moving on, water.
130 for the water enterprise fund. Revenue is, you know, almost 43% of budget, so that's pretty good.
Because we got the summer months out of the way.
Okay. And we're feeling pretty good. No transfers on that, I don't think, either. Right.
Absolutely no transfers on anything yet.
Okay. And so that is actual, and that's good. It's transfer-free. And then on expenditure...
Okay, I want to make sure we're talking about the same type of transfers. The transfer as far as the revenue or expenses?
The transfers as far as putting transfer money in there. So in other words, this revenue percentage is not affected by transfers.
We did transfer $136,000.
Okay.
If you look at the next page.
Yeah.
But it's been there for a while.
Okay.
But according, if you'd like to move forward, then when I put the 136 in there as a current budget
amount. You will then put the 136 down here and it won't skew that.
No.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting to see how that changes for next month.
It actually won't change the revenue percentage, but when it's balanced against the expenditure, then we'll get a better, truer reflection in the total.
Okay, right.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here we are on the next page, which is the different departments. Fourth line down, lien recording fees were 138% of budget. No, 158, sorry. There's 40, 45. I'm sorry, it isn't, it's 40, 40. 690. Lien recording fees.
Yep.
Have we not been doing liens regularly, or what's
we
that?
Have, but we only get paid on them.
But these are the recording fees.
Right. So when we put a lien on a property, we expect to get money back because we're charged. The district pays for those liens. When the customer actually pays off the lien, when we get the revenue.
Got it. Okay.
So, cool. Yeah, a little more than we expected, which is good.
Which is good. Late fees, okay. A little more than we expected. Miscellaneous income?
Yeah, that's weird stuff. You know, we might get a check back. For instance, we accidentally paid clean twice.
Mm. So we
and they had to send us back some money.
So we just budgeted the revenue on that low.
Yeah, because you just don't know.
Because you just don't know. Okay. And then interest income, that's timing. Okay. All right. So revenue's looking pretty good on water.
Mm-hmm.
Little things. Okay, now we'll go into...
It's going to be the same scenarios, too, with the workers' comp and the insurance.
Oh, okay. Yep. It'll just be split.
Just mark it down as
insurance,
higher for next year.
Workers' comp. The thing is, though, it did cost us more. So, membership and subscriptions, I think that's an annual thing, right?
Yeah, you know, it's for, like, that, what is it? California Municipal.
Oh, like all
of them. It's all those different subscriptions.
Yeah, I see the checks, different.
Yeah.
Okay. And then other professional services is looking good. Legal, yeah, we're going to take a hit on that pretty soon.
Yeah, we have more on one side than the other, probably because maybe we thought water, would there'd be more with the moratorium or something? I don't know.
Well, we actually, that's more engineering services, and I thought that we did a separate thing for that.
We have water rights. So that's got a nice chunk of change in there. We budgeted $70,000 for water rights. And we've spent $1,000 to date.
Okay. But we haven't done anything. And how much do we have in there?
$70,000. It's 5124.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I see that. Yeah, we did budget 70. And, okay. Well, we're kind of waiting on that. That should be enough.
Mm-hmm.
But that'll be like, I think that's, well, you know, remember how we used to have to run water down the creek?
Yeah.
Every year?
Yeah.
As part of our adjudication?
Mm-hmm.
So when the drought started, if I'm remembering correctly, we asked for relief from that.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of remember that we got sort of a yes and a no at the same time. But now the drought is declared over.
I couldn't tell you where we stand on that.
Okay. All right.
Dennis still has a nice chunk of change for repair and replace for water.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, all those projects should be, repair and replace, you know, maybe some of the water from the money from Mountain Meadow will come some, because I don't think we should not drain that account.
Which one?
The money market and the LAIF.
Yeah.
We shouldn't do that.
Back on. Yeah, that's.
I know. Okay, we'll talk to Kirk about
yep.
that.
Have you heard when that project is starting?
No, she said yesterday it is starting.
No, I said, do you know when?
I think she said I don't know. I thought she said yesterday, fairly soon.
Okay.
So where are we at with, the total non-departmental. Okay, that's just a continuation. Okay. Salaries and wages, it'll be about the same, if
yep.
not exactly.
It should be if I'm doing my job
yes.
right.
So, that's all pretty much. If anything, those things are a little bit under, so that's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little, though. Okay. Again, same issues with the vac truck.
Yeah.
So with the generators, this is the money we budgeted?
I think this was to go to either Coastland or one of those HMGP or whatever. So this was, I think, a Coastland budgeted board-approved
amount.
Oh, in
preparation
yes.
for acquiring
yes.
generators. Got it. Okay. I'm good with all this. I mean, these notes will make it easy for me to...
Yeah, and you know, the more you talk, the more I know what to expect and have available for the next meetings as
uh-huh.
well. So it's good
uh-huh.
for me, you know, maybe
yeah.
some transfer in and out report so I could tell you exactly what we've done, not just have a bottom line number.
As far as like writing duplicate checks, is there anything in the system that would alert us to the fact that that payable balance is zero? Before we produce another check?
What happened with Clean was we had an invoice, so we paid it,
mm-hmm.
and at the very top corner it said PO number, and then it said CC for credit card. Totally flew by Marty, myself, and everyone else who approved them. It looked like a regular invoice. Nowhere did it say paid on credit card, do not pay. So we paid this invoice, and then come to find out, it was on the credit card. So we paid it twice.
Our credit card?
Yeah, Dennis put it on the credit card.
The cleaning?
The clean. It's K-L-E-E-N for the sand.
Oh, I thought you meant the cleaning. I'm going, what?
No.
Oh, got it.
No. Our system does refer to invoice numbers. We can't duplicate those.
Right.
But no, this was clean, a company,
so,
vendor.
Okay, how, yeah, I'm like, so how is it that our system didn't catch? So he paid it and he zeroed out the balance. How is it that admin didn't catch that it was paid when they went to generate a check?
Because the check went first.
Okay.
And then it was on the credit card statement. We pay the credit card statement as one vendor a total amount.
So Dennis, yeah, why is Dennis doing that?
I couldn't tell you why he did it that way. I have no
okay.
idea.
I'll talk to Kirk about that. Because we can't have multiple people paying the same bill. And
right.
it doesn't happen very often.
No, it's the first time that I can remember that ever happening. And it was one of those forehead slap moments going, that was... After you look for it, it's like POCC. Oh, okay, credit card. You know, it was kind of sloppy on their end as well. When they sent us an invoice, it should have said paid by credit card.
Yes.
Right.
So did anyone talk to Dennis and tell him he shouldn't do that without first checking with admin?
Well, he bought it first on the credit card. The invoice came later. So it was our fault, not his.
Oh, this is something he bought, like, online or something.
He ordered and
ordered. And they wanted a credit card,
yeah.
And so he gave him the credit card.
Yeah. And then they sent us an invoice.
Right.
So we paid
an
invoice.
And it should have made it clear that the balance on that was zero
right.
because it was paid by credit card.
Right.
Got it. So that doesn't happen very
nope.
often. Okay, so just taking a look at...
What are you on?
I am on capital expenditures.
Okay, and I just threw together, you know, all the finances that I put in the regular packet, so... And it kind of just breaks down all those capital projects as well.
So I thought we used to have a little note on the bottom of this that said... that expenditures far exceed revenues, or that we haven't determined funding options. Remember we had that?
I think that's... Well,
is that something else?
That was last year, and I think we have this little number one here for Unit 9 tank saying...
Yeah, so here's the problem I have with that. we don't know this.
I know.
This is not a funding source that we can rely on. And yesterday when I said to Elizabeth, so what happens if all these ifs don't happen?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I don't know. So
how would you like that to read?
It's an unfunded project.
Okay.
But you can say we are seeking funding.
All right.
But this leads you to believe that we're going to get this money.
Yeah.
And what she helped me understand yesterday was the Unit 9 tank, this is a very complicated funding mechanism. Kirk told me he expected the check any day, but Alyssa explained there'll be no check any day.
Hmm.
First, you have to set up the hazard mitigation plan.
Mm-hmm.
And once that is in place,
right.
that would put us in line to get the FEMA funding that we need to match the IRWIMP.
Correct.
So until we have hazard mitigation and actual FEMA funding, we can't really get the IRWIMP money,
mm-hmm.
even though we're next in the queue. So there are a lot of hoops to go through here. And it doesn't seem like it's going to happen anytime fast. But there will be no check in the mail kind of thing. Which I was just expecting a check from IRWIMP because... the way it was placed was that we are in the queue and we're just waiting for the state to release the funds. That part might be true. They might not have released them yet.
But for Unit 9?
Yeah.
Tank?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I just think it should be... I wouldn't say you can eliminate that. You could just say, like, basically the project is unfunded and this is what we're hoping to do. Something like that.
Right. Well, we put those 320, 325, and 130 funds in that column. And to me, that meant...
We do.
We're only paying 200,000 of it, and it's coming, or 220, and it's coming from those funds.
Okay. All right. Actually, if you look at it like that, then I don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
All right, so this is our share?
Yes.
Okay, and do we have that now?
Guesstimated share.
Do we have that in the fund?
Well, 320, 325, and 130?
Yeah.
Well, it would depend, because we have 1, 2, 3, 4 other projects we budgeted for.
Right.
The CIP. So,
really, that's where we will take the money from?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the money. Because if you look at the... So that's a water CIP expense, and if you look at the water CIP reserves, we have $659,000 budgeted in expenses and $254,000 in revenue.
Mm-hmm.
How do you account for that?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay. Okay.
I think they were all, you know, 320, 325, and 130 were different percentages coming out of those accounts.
Right.
But to tell you exactly what percentage is coming out of which one?
The year-to-date actual. Oh, there's no, okay.
Basically, the vac truck is the only thing we've spent out of the CIP.
So under CIP reserve, mm-hmm, and op reserves, why don't we have year-to-date actual of what's in the fund?
I think that's a good idea.
Okay, let's start to do that. Actual balances should go
Except
there.
The problem is it's going to kind of be all over the place. It's on this pooled cash report, so it's like we have it, just on a different report.
But we don't actually have it in that fund.
Well, if you bring in the revenues, though, we're expecting $253,000 to come in.
Well, I think once you start making those transfers in,
mm-hmm,
maybe that would be a place to start.
And this year-to-date actual is right. I agree with you. That year-to-date actual is blank because I haven't transferred anything in.
Right. But the revenue of 148, 243 on CIP is what will be there.
Hopefully by the end of the fiscal year, that total amount, yes, will be there.
That's end of the fiscal year?
Yeah, if we do a little percentage every month or quarterly.
Okay. See, there's a lot you have to... I have to tell them these things, because there's a lot that you could look at this and just interpret it differently.
Yeah, and maybe this spreadsheet that's been around forever isn't what we still should be using.
But I understand what you're saying to me with the fluidity of the funds.
Yeah.
But if we had seen this with the actual balance of 320, when we looked at Mountain Meadow, we would have said, where are you going to get the money from?
Well...
Because it was only $260.
Well, this is provided to the board every month.
It is, but...
I mean...
This is the connection from this to this is not getting there.
All right, so maybe...
So we need to figure out how a better way to help the board understand... Because does it bother anyone that expenses are way over revenue on this?
Well, when you talk about revenue...
Right, I'm talking about the revenue that's recorded here.
Well, that's not including that's in addition to what we already have in our accounts.
Okay, so if you look at Water CIP, we had $260.
Yes.
And then if you add your... The transfers,
yes,
we're going to have 45 more. And then if you look at the annual transfer, the whole balance will be... 148 plus 260.
Yep. That's the way I read it.
And that is like way less than, mm-hmm, that.
Yes. I agree.
And some of the issue is like we don't do we expect to have this in this fiscal year?
I don't know.
See, that could be part of the issue too. We should only put in the fiscal year what we think is going to happen.
And when we created this budget though, we did expect the rate study to be approved and new rates going into effect. If
correct,
not July 1st, at least by January 1st.
Correct. And that we know now that that isn't...
Right. But at the time that this budget was created, we had assumptions,
okay,
that there would be more revenue.
So we need to dig a little more over time into how we can make a connection for the board between that and this.
Just maybe a more comprehensive... I really like this pooled cash report as far
too.
As cash.
Yeah, and
it's new and improved. But in addition to this, maybe we need to pool numbers and lay this out a little bit more so it's easier to see the connection between what we have in the accounts, what we plan to spend, and what the balance is if we were to spend these amounts with the funds that are in those accounts.
Right. And do we really think we're going to do chlorine tank auto shut off this year? When I say this year, I mean,
I don't know. I wish Alyssa or Dennis or Kirk was here to answer that.
Because the other thing is we should only have the projects for this fiscal year that we're going to actually do.
I think those were the projects we were hoping to do.
Okay, so we did budget.
Because this is updated every year.
Yeah. See, the issue is you don't want to let them go either. You don't want them off the radar.
Right.
And, but we have $34 for INI repair that we've spent.
Yeah, it's just some silly amount.
That shouldn't even be on this.
I know, but it is. It's an actual.
But I wouldn't call it a capital expenditure, but okay. Now the harvesting is done. Yeah.
You know what? Maybe because what I'm doing now is all of these expenses.
Yeah.
Are carried over into our operating expenses, like the vac truck. I created an expense account for that. So maybe this really isn't even
necessary. And aquatic harvesting is in there.
Right.
See, I would argue that aquatic harvesting, if it's in here, mm-hmm. and it is, it doesn't belong on here.
Well, that's where the money came from.
I know, but it's not a capital expenditure. It's a maintenance expenditure.
So maybe the title of this report is inaccurate.
Partly. Okay. I mean, we can work on this, but I can see some room for improvement.
Absolutely.
Because it's confusing.
I know. It's confusing for me, and I do these reports every month. And it's actually, this is a lot of work to update when it's all in ENCODE.
I mean, I think there's a better way that we could actually state this. And anything that's in these financial statements shouldn't really be here, because we should have approved those in the budget.
And you know, there's another option, what I hate to bring up because I feel like I might be causing more confusion. But just like I run reports for 120 and 130, these funds can easily be ran with transfers in and out and expenses.
If you need that for your edification, I would...
Too much for the board? Because it's basically
they're
this.
They're going to be like...
It's this just coming out of ENCODE.
They need balances.
Okay.
And they need to see what's left and what's expended.
Right.
And I don't think the board has any problem with transfers.
Put the pieces together. You want it put together by me.
Like if you said, okay, INI study, and then that's the expense, and then underneath it, well, that's a bad one to choose, because how much we've spent to date, I guess. I don't know. I see the issue. I'm not sure this is entirely relevant, but we should have a list of projects.
Absolutely.
I just think the way we're stating the expense and revenue isn't as accurate as it could be. How would I know that's an annual figure? I wouldn't.
Right. You're right.
No one would.
Yeah.
So what I go is, that's in there for the month. No, that will be in there at the end of the fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think we can do a better job.
I think so, too.
Just more accurate. So you know what it means.
Yep.
And now I know I'm more educated on it. But we'll have that. We'll work on that. Okay?
Yep.
Do you have anything else on the financials?
No, I'm just the wheels are turning now on this new Excel spreadsheet.
Just
relax.
In due time. We do have the pool cash report. And what I'll do is ask the board to start looking at that.
Yeah. And the only difference between what I provide for this meeting and the actual board meeting is this U.S. Bank.
Right.
Because I just got it in the mail. So, and it's always just a couple $100 interest I'm adding.
Can't we get that electronically?
Yes, I could request that electronically.
Oh, maybe if you have time.
Yeah.
So when I report to the board, the only things I'm going to mention are the... I'm not going to mention the lien recording fees. I'll blurb on the insurance, and that's about it. That's about it. So that's pretty good. Okay, so our next item is the budget accountability policy, and I did review this, but in the absence of the general manager and other committee member, I think maybe we should just table this.
Okay.
there's a lot in here about adjusting the budget and doing internal changes during the fiscal year that may or may not require board approval. So I think it just needs...
Table.
I think it needs to be tabled.
All right.
And we don't have any public today. Do you have a comment?
I do not.
I do not either. Items for next agenda, of course, the financials. When are we going to see the audit?
I don't know. I have not heard from... I mean, I've heard as far as questions and things, but I have not heard from Norm on when it will be completed.
Okay, the budget accountability policy and... Do we have any procedures, policies that you're looking to bring forward?
Like, what do you mean?
Why don't you give us an update on how we're doing with the contracted services for accounting next month? Just, you know, are you using them? Are they effective?
Well, I did get that email in a timely manner about the question you had last month, and she is available.
Okay.
And she, you know, with enough notice, she could be on site.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, no. Then we have to pay her.
Right. But I'm just saying, if you needed...
Okay. Or on the phone, maybe.
Yes, absolutely.
We need to talk about... this. I'll talk to Kirk about it before the next committee meeting,
okay.
But we'll resolve it at the next committee meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
So until then, do nothing.
All right. And let's see, we're adjourned at...
1:45.
Thanks,
Trish. Writing it down. Penny will be pleased.
Okay.